Gelhart, who's always in a bit of space, does a bit of a drag back and plays in Weir again. And now through towards Joseph. Great tackle, though, by Fagan Walcott. Oh, what, he's given a free kick. I thought it was a great tackle by Fagan Walcott. Oh, like he won the ball.
That's one of the best six tackles I've seen this season. I'm not quite sure how that constitutes a free kick. It was a superb tackle by Fagan Walcott. I thought he got the ball clean as a whistle.
Looks as though it's going to be Weir the way Weir's lined up. Weir's stood there like a conversion in rugby union. He is now, and he's going to get it over the wall. It takes a deflection and it's in. Lotital can only push it in, but Jensen Weir open to scoring here in the 16th minute. It got over the wall, took a deflection, and it wrong-footed the Tottenham goalkeeper, who maybe will feel aggrieved that it was a free kick in the first place.
Well, yes, apart from the fact that Tottenham will be a little bit peeved that the free kick was given. It was then compounded by the fact that Weir's free kick, which was okay, hit the end of the wall and sent Lotatala, or threatened to send Lotatala, the wrong way. He actually did quite well to almost get across to it, got a hand to it, but couldn't keep it out. He was really left helpless by the deflection. Tottenham might feel doubly unlucky to go behind to that one.
Gelhart now crosses it in towards Joseph, and Joseph with a head of good defending comes to McGurk, though. McGurk cuts onto his left foot. McGurk opens up for him off the bar in the end. Well, maybe he should have scored because it opened up for him, but Gelhart's kept it in, trying to keep the move alive. Nutmegs Muir into the area. Gelhart drills it back in and it comes to Joseph. Can he make it two? Does make it two. Joseph scores for Wigan. Well, McGurk nearly did score. He hit the bar, but Gelhart, brilliant bit of skill, kept the ball alive. Playing into the 6-yard box, Joseph turned on the sixpence and makes it 2-0.
Well, lots to talk about there. A tremendous piece of play by McGurk to start with, who turned inside, hit the bar with his shot, but Gelhart didn't give up on it, charged after it out towards the left-hand corner flag, kept it in play, ran along the byline, beating at least one Tottenham player in the process, put a lovely cross in, and Joseph, very, very cool on the edge of the 6-yard box, turned, slotted it into the corner, and Tottenham really, really have their work cut out now if they're going to get back into this game, and very coolly taken goal by a young man who must be one of the top scorers in the Youth Cup this season, I would have thought, after he's four in the third round and one tonight.
Is Gelhart now in a bit of space. Gelhart opens up for him, shoots, deflected up, comes to O'Neill, who volleys it into the net. Tottenham were looking for offside, but O'Neill has finished it off in the end. Oh, the flag's gone up now. Wow, talk about late flags. That was a late flag. I can't believe he waited until O'Neill had almost celebrated in front of him there, but the goal has been ruled out. I think it did look offside, but it was just so late.
Yeah, I think the linesman woke up in the end. I think he was half asleep there, but it was a shame because it was a beautifully taken goal.
And now O'Neill's looking to put Skinner under pressure, back in by White, looking for Atete. He takes it down on his shoulder, still Atete wins a corner. In fact, it's not enough, and that is the full time whistle and a surprise here at the DW Stadium. Wigan Athletic have beaten Tottenham Hotspur by 2-0. Goals in the 17th minute from Jensen Weir. Free kick, a disputed free kick. We weren't sure if it was, but his free kick took a deflection. Lotatala got a hand on it, couldn't keep it out. And then in the 65th minute, after Wigan had come under a little bit of pressure at the start of the second half, nutmegged his man down the left-hand side after McGurk had hit the bar about 30 seconds before he played the ball back in Gelhart, and it was tucked home by Kyle Joseph. He turned and fired it past the goalkeeper, and even though there's been an upset, it's been a thoroughly deserved win for Wigan Athletic.